welcome to the Trash Compactor Reacts Rogue One, a special mid-month episode to give you our literally immediate reactions to Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which opened yesterday. I'm Roan, and I'm here with...
MC.
And April.
And so, yes, we've all seen Rogue One, finally. Yeah. We have not talked to each other about this yet, so...
Now we're all going in very clean. We tried to do it as soon as possible after seeing it.
Yeah,
I saw it this morning.
I literally walked out of the theater about 2 hours ago.
Me too, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it last night because I knew I wasn't going to be able to see it today. And it was, you know, quite the journey to actually go to see it yesterday. I would like to say this just because I did go through so much. We actually had a snowstorm yesterday, like a ginormous snowstorm. There was several feet of snow. And I ended up ditching my car on the way to get gas before I was going to the movies. So I was not able to go see the movie in IMAX like I was planning to. I ended up missing that show, even though I had already bought tickets, so I was very upset about that. But they were showing it in town, and actually, weirdly, the theater was only, like, half full, which I guess because there was a snowstorm, so nobody wanted to walk into town.
Right.
So, yeah, and the whole time, I wasn't thinking, oh my god, I need to see Star Wars. I was thinking, I need to see Star Wars so that I can do the podcast. So everything I do it for you guys.
So when you said ditching the car, do you mean
her car was in a ditch?
In a ditch. Okay.
I drove into a ditch.
Okay, because I was like, did you just leave it? Because it was like,
oh well, actually, we actually did. I did have to leave it because I drove it into like this big snowbank,
oh,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, my car is out of the ditch now. It's all fine. I didn't hit anybody. The car is, yeah, everything's good. But
so. Horrible.
But let's talk about the movie.
Yes, because we have to talk about the movie. First of all, I have to say it. I have to say this. Everyone joked when we heard about the movie. Like, oh, ha ha, everybody's going to die at the end.
Yeah.
And I was like, of course that's not going to happen. It's a Star Wars movie.
Oh, going in, I was like, everybody's going to die. But the funny thing, and this is how well I think the movie was really crafted, was first of all that, you know, there were parts where you're like, oh my god, I hope they get the plans.
Right.
That is true.
Also, I
did that. Oh god, they're going to drop the plans and they're not going to have them.
Yeah. Like, but going in, I'm like, I was like, everybody's going to die. Everybody, I would have loved these characters and they're going to die. Like, I was convinced. And I was still just bawling at the end. And I
yeah.
was just like,
it was such a brilliant thing that everybody died and they made me care about everybody dying.
Yes.
It was so rude, though, because.
Rude.
It was because they gave you that little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when Cassian falls off the thing and you're like,
yeah.
Oh shit, he's dead. And I literally was like, no, 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 he didn't die. No,
yeah.
no. And of course he didn't then.
Mm. Yeah.
So they fake you out like, oh, look, no, he's still alive. And then like they pick off the entire crew one at a time until just those two are left. And you're thinking, maybe, maybe,
yeah.
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah. I thought we might have, like, one person survive. I actually thought Bodhi might be a person
yeah,
who might
like
survive.
Yeah, like, he might get off, because he was at the ship.
Oh, my God, I loved him.
Oh, I
adored him so much.
I could talk about him for days and days.
Well,
yeah.
that's we're going to do that on the full roundtable.
Yeah.
MC and I were both kind of like, we have to keep ourselves reined in so we don't get into serious analysis until the full round
table.
Well,
that's good because then I can really think about what I want to talk about with Bodhi because he was just, for me, as somebody with anxiety, just like hugely important and I love him so much.
Oh, he was so fit. The whole cast.
The one thing I will say about Bodhi now is that if fandom does not come out with a bunch of Bodhi tentacle fix, I am going to be disappointed.
What?
Oh,
because of the cable. I was like, wait, what? Oh.
No, because of the thing at the beginning where they stuck tentacles on his head.
The tentacles,
I know, it took me a second, too.
With me at all. I was like, okay, yeah, no, that, yeah, wow. Wow.
And I knew I'd come out of the movie shipping it, But holy shit, please, 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 please give me all the Cassian Jin fix-its right now. All of them.
Yeah, that was... I wasn't really expecting to so much, and then I did. And I still, like, Cassian and Bodhi is still, like, my thing. I think there's so much there to explore. But I didn't expect to ship Cassian and Jin so hard, because I was like, oh, it's just going to be too obvious. But I was like, oh, I guess...
Yeah. I think what worked so well with it is that because it is just all untapped potential, because they never actually... Nothing happened. It was it's so tragic. But Chirrut and Baz are fucking married.
They were so married. They were
so married.
That was so good.
They were bonded, and they were oh my god, I love them.
They were amazing, and they were a couple. Yeah. That's
So I want to talk about like all the little Easter eggs and callouts, because there were so many of them.
Yes.
But the one that didn't, that really smacked me in the face as the movie ended, was, holy shit, Rogue Squadron is so freaking poignant now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, now I get it. Like, that's why they named themselves Rogue Squadron.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go cry for about a week.
Yeah.
Just don't mind me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, ugh.
Now, I have a question. Did they reveal before the movie came out that Tarkin was going to be in it?
No!
Because I did not know, and I was super shocked, and, like, the CG at sometimes was a little bit wonky, but I was almost in tears seeing Tarkin.
I was shocked.
For me, yeah, well, I didn't, because I didn't know that they were doing CG with him, so I just kept, I was like, did they just find out? Clone-ass motherfucker?
Yes! Like, I was like, oh my god, this actor is incredible.
I was like, what is happening? And then I read that it's his face on another actor, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, like, I think there were a couple of points where it's like, it looks a little bit weird, but for the most part, it was really good.
Yeah.
It was a lot better than Leia at the end.
Yeah, but, we gotta talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But yeah, no, it made me so happy that they were able to do that, because they needed to have that, because it's all about the Death Star, and Tarkin is all about the Death Star.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, that bit I really loved. One thing that I did not like the appearance of R2 and 3PO.
It was really shoehorned.
Yeah, it was just...
It had to happen. Yeah. I mean, it had to. They've been in all the other movies.
I would have been fine with seeing them.
Yeah.
But it's like this moment where they're going off to battle, and then all of a sudden we're going to stop for a minute, and it's just like, hey, it's R2 and 3PO, you know, and they're being funny. And it took me out of the moment too much.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every other, like, cameo or callback or whatever, I got a real kick out of, like, seeing Ponda Baba and Dr. Evazan, seeing Mustafar. All of that shit was so awesome. But then that moment with 3PO and R2 was just like, this is the bridge too far.
The one that I literally was the only one in my theater who got it, at least to judge from the fact that I was the only one who squealed, was when they paged General Syndulla over the last
season. That was so good. Yeah.
I was like, yes! She's still alive!
I had a moment.
Yes. Yeah.
I had a moment when Bale first appeared where I was worried that they dragged, like, Jimmy Smits was literally just his only appearance. Because he did say, because when he talked about it, when he revealed that he was going to have an appearance, he said it was very small. And I was like, really? That's super small. Because his first scene, he didn't even have a line. It was just like, oh, here's Bail Organa, you know? And so I was really pleased that he did have an actual scene later.
Yeah, he did. And that scene was great.
I will probably get into this more with the next podcast. But I feel like this movie really confirmed to me my whole headcanon that Bail was sending Leia to train with Obi-Wan. Because I've had that headcanon for a while. And I think, because I mean, like, this movie actually, like, says, we always thought that Leia was trying to take the plans to Obi-Wan, but in this, it turns out that, oh, this is just kind of, like, by happenstance that she happened to be the one person that got the plans, so she was just going to get Obi-Wan. I wonder why she would do that.
That's funny that should happen. Okay, y'all know me and my particular level of obsession. Every time they were on Yavin, I was spending most of my time looking at the background characters.
I was wondering if they were gonna, like, fit work in Biggs somehow.
Well, there was Well, Wedge, there was someone who paged a Captain Antilles over the loudspeaker.
Captain Antilles, I know. It's Ramus Antilles.
I know. There's two Antilles, but still, for a more casual fan who isn't quite as obsessive as we are, they hear Antilles and they're going to think Wedge.
Yeah, this is one of the weird things that I know, that Antilles is actually one of the most common surnames in the galaxy.
Of course you know that.
Yeah. And it would have been referring to the captain who gets choked at the beginning of A New Hope.
Yeah, I know. But I will say, looking at all the X-Wing pilots, a much higher proportion of them had 70s mustaches than they did in A New Hope.
And I had a moment, speaking of the Starfighter pilots, that I was like, because at first I was like, where are all the girls?
And then I know, like, there was one. There was freaking one.
There were two of them.
There were two or three, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one wasn't piloting a Starfighter, but still, like, she was obviously
in
charge.
One of them was a Y-Wing pilot.
Yes, and she was obviously in charge of that ship. And then, like, yeah, there were at least, I think there was an older lady. And then there was an Asian lady, I believe, in the Starfighters. And then
there was a lady in
the other one. Yeah, so I was like, okay, we have some girls. Like, because at first I was like, there weren't going to be any. And I was just like, rawr. But, yeah.
And I know a couple of the pilots were actually actors from A New Hope. But they used footage from A New Hope.
Wasn't it Red Leader and Gold Leader?
It was, yeah, Red Leader. Yeah, Red Leader and Gold Leader. They used footage from A New Hope.
Jen was the one piece that I was worried about, just because I think that Felicity Jones is kind of a drag, and the trailers weren't really, like, relieving me of, like, that sort of idea of her, but oh my god, I liked her a lot, because she was kind of an asshole, and I was like, I've been waiting for that kind of character a bit, like a woman character who's a bit of a dick, and she could be, but then she stepped up, you know, and it was like, okay, cool. I like her.
Yeah, I think one of the things I really loved about this is that I did like everybody. There was no character in it where it's like, oh, I'm not really too sure about you. I mean, there are certainly people that I liked more, but it wasn't because I disliked anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I think my favorites were K2 and Chirrut.
Oh, I just K2. Adored them. I did not expect to love him as much as I did. I love Alan Tudyk anyway, but
his delivery on those lines, like, I just have a feeling, like, he, like, I don't know if anybody else could have, like, brought that. Like, it was just so precise and just so, oh my god, he was amazing.
Yeah. I think probably in terms of the story, my favorite part of this is how the rebellion is not portrayed as the good guys, just, you know, out and out, you know, nothing they do is wrong. That actually showed that because they do bad things, because
we really have to get into that in the full round table.
Yeah, like our first introduction to Cassian, like, we're like, oh, okay, this is what he's willing to do, you know.
Yeah,
and this is, I think, the advantage of doing something outside of the saga movies, which are so locked into the hero cycle, which, you know, there's always, you are good or you are bad. While this, we get to see the shades of gray. So I think that's really what came through in this movie. Yeah.
And it really, I mean, if you think about it, it is inevitable that any sort of rebellion like this is going to have shades of gray.
Oh, yeah.
So it was great to see that. And really, I mean, if you think about it, All of the people that went with the main characters were basically Cassian saying, these are the guys who've been doing the gray area shit.
Yeah.
And they basically all just went and redeemed themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any nitpicks? Anything that, because I know for me,
the first Vader scene didn't do any fucking thing for me.
The Vader and
Critic scene, there was something about it that just did not work for me, and it was like, part of it was dialogue, it was like, I don't know, it just, like, the second Vader's costume
looked weird.
Yes, it did. Yeah. But, like, there was
something. I wonder how much of that is just that the actor might be slightly different proportions, so everything looked kind of funny.
It just didn't work in terms, it was very, like, it almost makes me feel like, because it also was sort of like it could have been cut. So it's almost like, because I had a theory that they did more Vader, like maybe Vader was only going to be in that final scene, and then they decided,
which would have been freaking awesome.
Which would have been great. That scene was fantastic. But like, I feel like we didn't learn anything really new here in that scene, did we? Like, we're like, Krennic's whining to Vader about, Krennic wants his, it's a little bit maybe of character exploration for Krennic, showing that he wants his recognition for what he's doing, but like, if you cut that scene, I don't think the movie would have suffered. So it's very added on and very just like unnecessary, and like, and it didn't show the badass, like the other scene showed how badass and evil Vader was. The other scene was just kind of, this is our typical Vader. Like, I don't know, it just seemed unnecessary.
It was a retread of a lot of the scenes from like Empire, when he'd be killing off like the guys one after another, and just in this one he happened to not kill the guy.
It was like force choke followed by witty quip.
I think Vader probably would have been a lot stronger if they had only had him in the last scene, which was so fucking good.
Oh my god.
That last Vader scene. Oh my god.
Like, and it took me a second to get. Because first you're thinking, oh no, this ship is going to get destroyed. And then we see the Tantive IV go zooming off. And I'm like, oh no, that's where they are. Oh my god. Which brings me to the thing that I was kind of. I'm having mixed feelings about. I don't know what I think about Leia's appearance.
Yeah, I kind of figured out that they were going to show Leia in some form.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they hadn't shown her face, because the CGI on that didn't work for me.
Yeah. After I saw Tarkin, I'm like, okay, they are going to have Leia.
Yeah.
I thought we might just see her from behind, and I actually think that might have been stronger if
it
maybe
been.
Like the captain had like come up to her and said, you know, princess, you know, we have hope or something.
Yeah.
Or she didn't to have the last line.
She could have even had the last line. Just don't show us her face while she does it.
Yeah, that's
Because the CGI just didn't, it threw me a little bit, even though I was cheering and I was like, yay, now I know where we are and everything is happening and yay.
Yeah,
but
well,
I also was
kidding.
Like,
because, you know, they said that it was going to end minutes before A New Hope began.
And it literally did,
We're not kidding in any capacity about that. Yeah, and I was confused. I was just like, because she looked, I'm not even sure. Is it CGI or is it just an actress like that looks a lot like her? And
it was
CGI.
It was
like,
CGI. Well, yeah.
Probably
they,
both.
They have an actress that kind of looks like Carrie Fisher, but then they like CGI'd like Carrie Fisher's
face. I would have been, I would have been better off
like
if they just had an actress who looked like her. Like, I would have been more fine with that than with them putting Carrie's face. Though I do wonder how much like Carrie got paid for them to use her face for that.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's kind of like it was a special effects case of just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
Back on the good end of things, because I realized how did I manage to go this entire segment without squealing about Mads Mikkelsen. Holy crap. I thought he was amazing, and his holograph speech to Jyn broke my heart
that
in
was
a million
very
pieces.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
both of
Mads
them, and she
is
did,
good.
They both did very good
everything.
Work.
Yeah, I just I have a lot of feelings about that relationship between them now, and they will probably be fic at some point.
Yeah,
I really I love how they've basically retconned like 40 years of people joking about the Death Star.
I know
the biggest plot hole in the whole.
Which is not even a plot hole,
it's
but
not.
I'm
it
glad they explained
it.
It
makes complete
sense. It does. Like,
yeah, like,
I thought it was brilliant.
I knew Lyra was going to die, honestly. And we can talk about why in the next one, because I know we're also going to be pulling Catalyst, the prequel novel.
I need to read that.
Into our discussion next time. So I kind of knew Lyra was going to die, and I kind of knew why and at whose hands that was set up a mile away. But... yeah, just their whole their little family life was lovely, and then it ended. And...
yeah.
Oh, one thing I need to bring up before we go. I fucking love that the Wills are finally like...
yes. I thought of you when that came up.
Because seriously, since like 1976, like even before the first fucking movie came out, but when the novelization was out and they said it was from the Journal of the Wills, people have been wondering, what the fuck are the Wills? What the fuck are the Wills? And we still don't have the answer to that, but we at the very least have the Guardians of the Wills, and that makes me happy.
Yes. Do you know, are there any plans for comic books for any of these characters from before, like, the
prequels movie? To prequels?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I totally need a Cassian Andor comic book.
That's what I was thinking coming out. Like a Cassian one, and then one for Saul. You know, everybody pretty much. I mean,
we need one about Chirrut and Baz being totes married.
Yes,
and like you know, Bodhi, even just a lead up for Bodhi, like
his, about like how he defected.
Yeah. So I think there's plenty of potential there for.
Oh yeah.
And if one we're thing I did. About it, the people who want to make the money have to be thinking about it.
One thing I found really strange, considering the ending, is that I hear that Felicity Jones is signed for another movie. I mean, I don't know if that's just like a standard contract or what, but apparently she does have it on her contract that, you know, she will do another one.
Maybe it's for flashbacks or.
Yeah.
Other things, or I don't know. Interesting.
It's for a scene of her in Rogue II, the All Bothan mission.
Yes. Oh.
So, any final bits of squeeing before we wrap this up and get it out into the world?
I love Bodhi Rook so much.
I do too.
I am still just like. Oh my god, they killed everybody and it still ended kind of happily.
I still can't believe it. Two different times. I was just like, oh my god, they're not going to get the plans.
I think that right there tells you everything you need to know about this movie. Yeah. That despite having seven movies about how all this plays out, you were still worried for a few minutes.
I was.
All right, well, tune in January, where you'll hear us talk about this more at length, and we'll probably be more coherent rather than just flailing and screaming, but come back then.